My Love Letter to Orientation and Mobility by Jacob Lesner Buxton. Note, for those who don't know orientation and mobility, it's a class provided to many students who are blind or low vision. The class teaches one to use public transit, shop at a supermarket, and find your way home from those places, among other skills needed to be independent. The class is being scaled back by some school districts in California. To learn what you can do to help protect this class, please email jakeoaktown@gmail.com. My name is Jacob Lesner Buxton, and I am a person with cerebral palsy and low vision who works as a disability advocate in Santa Barbara. Beginning in preschool, I was provided with weekly orientation and mobility lessons by the Oakland Unified School District. The skills that my teachers taught me had more of an impact on my life than anything else I learned at school. In elementary school, I used to look forward to O&M lessons because I got to go to Taco Bell and KFC, places my parents rarely took me. Through seeking junk food, I learned how to remember street directions, count money, and navigate obstacles on the sidewalk. Besides these skills, my O&M teachers taught me how to feel comfortable in public. During an O&M lesson in fourth grade, I encountered some noisy teenagers hanging out on the street. "Aren't you scared of walking here?" I asked my teacher. She explained to me that the reason I felt nervous was because I had developed stereotypes about certain people. Learning about prejudice at such a young age helped me to be more open to getting assistance from others. Through my O&M lessons, I learned how to ask for directions and assistance finding items in stores. Being a man who does not have any shame in asking for directions has made my life so much easier. My O&M skills helped me get out of many jams. For example, one weekend in high school, I was supposed to take the Amtrak home from a workshop. However, my cab driver left me at the Caltrain station, which was a different transit system than the one I had intended to use. In a few minutes, I was able to figure out a new way home via Caltrain, taxi, and subway. I was also able to ask the conductor to borrow his cell phone to call my parents. I wouldn't have been able to get home that night if it wasn't for O&M teachers and how they prepared me for different challenges. In high school, O&M teachers would often split their students into groups and have us plan trips to local restaurants. Each team would have to use a different mode of transit to get there, such as cab, paratransit, the subway, and the bus. These learning opportunities were possible because my school district let O&M teachers take students off campus after school. If it wasn't for programs like Oakland's, I wouldn't be working in Santa Barbara or have gotten to travel to Russia, Canada, Japan, Mexico, and Cuba by myself. In short, my O&M teachers gave me the confidence that I needed to go out and make something of myself.